Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Skolmerick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim McLeod. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Flint Rem. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Flint Rem. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a fly ball into center field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kline. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Kline steals second. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst takes first base on ball four. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kline scores. Hurst moves to third. It's 1-0, Phillies. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is hit by the pitch. Davis moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hurst scores. Davis scores. Skolmerick moves to third. It's 3-0, Phillies. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Fulles, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Demery goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Phillies. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Fulles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Phillies. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a pop-up towards third. McLeod settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem takes first base on ball 4. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 0 for 1 in the game. Fulles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hermann can't make a play. That's a base hit. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hurst. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Hurst steals second. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skolmerich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Warner hits a pop-up towards third. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McLeod settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 0-for-1 in the game. McLeod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rem strikes out. Two outs. Chick Fulles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulles is 0-for-2 in the game. Fulles takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fulles. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Fulles steals second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rem fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Rem covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Herman moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. Koenig moves to third. It's 4-3, Phillies. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Koenig scores. Kyler moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Phillies, 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. Demery hits a pop-up. Foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hurst hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Stevenson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Herman. Herman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Herman. Hurst moves to third. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis takes first base on ball four. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skolmerich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Skolmerich reaches second base with a double. Hurst scores. Davis scores. It's 6-4, Phillies. Leroy Hermann now pitching. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Hermann covering, for the out. Skolmerich scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Phillies. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 0-for-2 in the game. McLeod hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmerich. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Leroy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rem hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fulas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Fulas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hurst hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Phillies. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Davis is hit by the pitch. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Skolmerick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got three RBIs. Warner is hit by the pitch. Skolmerick moves to second. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 0 for 3 in the game. McLeod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Phillies. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rem fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Flint Rem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rem is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rem is called out on strikes. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fulas hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Leroy Hermann. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Fulas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Koenig moves to second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kyler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-7, Phillies. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Herman pinch hits for Frank Demery. Jim Mosolf pinch runs for Rig Stevenson. Phil Collins now pitching. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mosolf moves to second. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.